So we move into hour number two. I am well aware that I am swimming upstream on this topic. But are you well aware that Christmas is one day and one day only? December 25th, Christmas. You're not celebrating Christmas on the 26th or the 27th. Nobody's saying Merry Christmas on the 26th or 27th. Yet, y'all are acting like it's still Merry Juicemas. Here I am the day after, and I'm still getting a steady barrage of Merry Juicemas wishes. For instance, Jimmers! The Oge kicking off may just be the best thing to happen to the JXP and show in a little bit. I've been dying all week. It's almost like Ron and Neckhole killed me.
And it's almost like they killed me.
Signed, Abby in Not Dead Yet, Diego.
Poor lady clones.
Abby, yesterday was Juicemas. Today's a new day. We're not still opening presents. We're not still under the tree. The carrots and cookies are not left out for the old man himself. Hell, the tree is already on the curb, waiting to be taken by the trash man. But apparently, I'm the one who didn't get the memo. Abby, and for you, Abby, Neckhole. She spelled it N-E-C-K-H-O-L-E. Abby, Ron and Neckhole. That's not cool yesterday, and it's really not cool today, especially since Juicemas is over. But not according to Salty Sarah, it's not. At Salty Sarah 2024, quote, I always thought that the BBN stood for Big Butcher Knife.
Hypothetical.
Sarah, you know that knife is not spelled with an N. Just like
bench the salt.
Just like knowledge is not spelled with an N. Neither is knife. Jesse in El Paso writes, hey, Jim, read the room. Juicemas has jumped the day. Hey, I know. For you, it has. I like the way he's turning my phrase. It's not my phrase, but something I use quite a bit. He's turning that around on me. I mean, I always say that you got to read the room. You got to read the room. I even mentioned it in my Hall of Fame induction speech. You got to read the room. Here's Jesse in El Paso going, no, Jim, you read the room. Read the room. Juicemas has jumped the day. Yeah, I know, Jesse. I understand this. I'm doing my very best to prevent that from happening. I'm fighting a losing battle. You know how I know? At sore underscore throats underscore is in. Hey, Jim. Kinda disappointed in your show open today. It's day two of Juicemas, and we're on a bender. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Yeah, I know it was tough for you not to hear me lead with that today. But that was yesterday, and today's a new day, and there's new news. That's why I didn't do that. Carl writes, War Jim having Faye Resnick, Denise Brown, and Judge Ito on for Juicemas. You know what? That's not how I approached it. I did not get with the bookers and say, all right, it's a really big story, and it's going to be a big story for a long time. I want you to get anybody you possibly can. Add Cato Kalin to the list. I want you to get anybody you possibly can to come in here and talk about it. It's Juicemas, after all. No, Faye Resnick will not be appearing on this show. Neither will Judge Ito or Chris Darden or Marcia Clark or anybody else that you want or deem necessary for Juicemas. Haunted Horse, Jim, Christmas is one day a year. But the day after Christmas is Boxing Day. So today is Juicing Day. Happy Juicing Day, Jimmy. You're not dragging me down to your level. You had your fun yesterday. Wakey, wakey. Wakey, wakey, clones. It's no longer Juicemas. This guy writes, hey, Rome, it's 12 days of Juice Miss. This is only two for us.
It's two for me.
You know what? Celebrate Juice Miss any damn way you want. I'm not doing it. It's not 12 days for me. Even worse, it's been 30 years for me. Right, Rome, so what's one more day or one more week? Anyway, I've got other things to do. I know you don't, but I do. Speaking of which, we have an enormous sports weekend with the Masters and UFC 300, among other things, which can mean just one thing. No, not the continuation of Juice Miss, but I want to make sure that we keep the main thing the main thing. So I'm going to bring in the big head, James Kelly, for another edition of Big Head Bets. Now, if you track the head and you've been following and acting on his advice the last few years, he's gotten really, really nice betting golf majors heading into the weekend. So obviously, we're going to get into that. And then there's that big old fister. In fact, a series of fisters in Vegas, which I know he's feeling as well. So instead of celebrating something that ended yesterday, let's do this instead. Head, what's up? How you living?
I'm living great. Not as great as the JXP in the last 24 hours. Obviously, after Mary Juice Miss, the Chicken Man returning, and the dude with the biggest rooster around, Greg Norman back at Augusta there. Did you see that?
Yes, Head, I did see that.
Is there anything else that you would like to volunteer there?
Or ask me whether or not I've seen?
Could you imagine the city of Augusta's reaction to that? Like, tow trucks, Norman's back, watch out, here we go. Sorry.
Sorry, you're not sorry, Head. The hell you are. The hell you are sorry. Anyway. Oh,
Norman's here.
Yeah, I got it, Head. I got that bad joke the first four times you told it. Anyway, can we move on beyond Greg Norman?
Yeah, let's do it. Masters, man.
And his shark. Can we move beyond that?
Yeah. Or a possible guest for, never mind, Effley Bailey, Johnny Cochran, Robert Kardashian. They're not going to work out, are they?
Yeah, no, they're not, Head. Like your segment's not working out either. No, you're right.
Hi, good show, dude.
All right, so before we get started, are you done?
I'm done.
Are you sure?
Yes. Positive. I'm going to be serious now. Yes.
All right. Please. Okay. Please do. So right. In the end, how did the NCAA tournament treat you? Personally, my dude Dan Hurley essentially made me whole after some early tournament losses. How about you? How'd that go for you overall?
Well, I lost my Purdue future, which sucks. So that wasn't good. But overall, yeah, good tournament. I had a surplus money. We won some money this year. And I actually did better on the games than I did the last two seasons. So I'm happy with all that.
Good. I like it. All right.
Much more happier than the BBN. Let's just put it that way.
BBN's not happy. What do you make of that?
I get it. Well, I don't get it. I never would have ran Cal off in the first place. But I love Pope, dude. I'm a big Mark Pope fan. I know they're not happy about it, but the guy is extremely bright. He played for Vintage Rick at Kentucky, and he went right after that. He played overseas for a year, but then after that he played for the Indiana Pacers of the great 1998 Indiana Pacers team with the brain trust of Larry Bird, Rick Carlisle, and Dick Tharter. The dude is smart. I'm telling you, he is extremely bright.
I hope that's what you said, moron. Yeah.
Tell me that's what you said.
Don't make me go to the tape.
Dick Harder.
Because if I have to go to the tape and you say what I think you said, third grader, we're not doing this segment.
No, that wasn't Dick Harder. I just put a T in there.
Yeah, you do. You are some
great
kind of
defensive
moron,
mind
man.
There.
I'm not kidding. You are some kind of moron. Boy, Alvin, you think that's funny. Do not encourage this. Anyway, dude, can we do this thing, please?
After Greg Norman. Okay, yeah.
Stop. I know you're tracking the Masters.
Yep.
Are you taking world number one Scottie Scheffler or the field or somebody else not named Scheffler? Are you a chalky little bitch or are you going to take a big swing? Or knowing you, Head, are you going to do both those things? Hit me. What do you got?
Well, I can't blame anyone for being a chalky little bitch here right now and taking Scotty. Dude is probably playing the best golf since prime Tiger. Right now, he is at plus 140. Again, don't blame anyone for taking him, but I'm not going to do it. I do not like that number. If I took him, I'd have to take him by himself, so I want to take a couple shots here. Shots being Cameron Young at plus 1,800. Not a great putter, which is a worry here at Augusta, but he was top 10 at last year's Masters, currently in contention. Two top five finishes in his last four starts, including a second at Valspar, and his iron play has been on point in 2024. Also, Joaquin Niemann, plus 2,800 right here. Dude is playing the best golf of his life and is the best golf of all livers this year. He won two of the first three LIV events this season, and his best finish at Masters was at the Masters last year was 16th. So, dude's on fire. We'll take that shot at plus 2,800, and let's take a big shot here, Jim. Taylor Moore plus 8,000. He's moved up the leaderboard this morning. Co-runner-up at the Houston Open his last time out. His approach, the green numbers are solid. His putting will be key, but he is currently ranked better than a lot of the top guys on the leaderboard here, so we like that. So we're going to take three shots. Cameron Young, plus 1,800. Joaquin Niemann, plus 2,800. And Taylor Moore at plus 8,000. I should have hit it earlier today when it was at plus 18,000.
I like it. I like it. Three good choices. All right, so what about UFC 300? Top to bottom, is this one of the best cards you've ever seen? And what are you doing with it?
Yeah, UFC 300 may not have the name recognition of a Silk Bra at the top of the card, but elite fighters here. 12 champion or former champions on this card altogether. It probably is the best card I've ever seen. I have two bets here. First one, a parlay. I'm going to go with Alex Pereira and Justin Gaethje to win and get some plus money at plus 186. Alex is fighting Jamahal Hill in the main event for the light heavyweight championship. Alex could easily be perceived as the best striker in the UFC, one of the best ever. Jamal's camp is insistent. He is the better striker. I'm not buying it, so I like that. The worry is maybe Hill will focus on grappling where Alex struggles at. But I'll take Pereira to win and couple that with our guy Justin here, who has taken on Max Holloway for the BMF belt. Violence is in play here. Incredible fight. No one has landed more punches in UFC history than Max has, and no one has delivered better fights than Justin Gaethje. This is sneaky, too. Max is a better boxer, and the dude is elite at striking, and don't be surprised if he gives Justin fits on their feet. Also, remember, Max has only lost to Volk and Dustin Poirier over the last 10 years, but I think Justin's power will be the difference here. Max is moving up in weight, and Justin is coming off an icing of Poirier. Maybe he has to use that wrestling a little bit, but I think them hands or feet will get through enough. So we're going to go Alex Pereira and Justin Gaethje at plus 186. Also, Charles Oliveira is the dog here in his fight, plus 185 against Armin Tsarukyan. I know I messed that one up too. Dick Tharter, my bad.
Stop, dude.
Okay, my bad. Armin, great fighter, good wrestler.
Up, man. I was just going to give you credit for how locked in you were, and then you went back into third grade mode.
I know. Damn it. Lock in here.
Winthrop.
Finish what you started.
Okay, Armin, great fighter, good wrestler, but he likes to bang. He likes to stand up, and he's a little wild at times, so let's go with DuBronx to win this fight. I'm tempted to hit it at plus 700 for the knockout, but I'm going to stay away from that. I'm going to go with the plus 185 for Charles Oliveira here.
All right, so let me ask you really quickly. You went with a parlay on the first one. What is the Gaethje fight by itself? What's the number by itself?
Oh, damn, I don't have it up right now.
Of course not.
He's probably a small favorite around that minus 200-ish, somewhere around there.
You don't have that. You've got everything else that I don't want, but you don't have what I do want.
I could throw it. I got this app working beautifully for me.
Stay hot, head. Stay hot. Is there any way you could run that all down really quickly without getting all caught up and tripping all over yourself and making fart jokes? Or should I just keep moving right now?
No, I could do it. And Justin Gaethje, minus 162.
That's what I'm asking. Thank you very much. All right, run it back for me.
The Masters, Cameron Young, plus 1,800. Joaquin Niemann, plus 2,800. And our long shot, Taylor Moore at plus 8,000. UFC 300. Alex Pereira and Justin Gaethje at a plus 186 parlay, and Charles Oliveira as a plus 185 dog.
Do you think Oliveira is any kind of threat still at this point?
I do. Absolutely, I do. The only person he's lost to was against Islam, and this
that'll
is a tough
happen.
Fight. Yeah, that'll happen. He might be the greatest lightweight of all time with Habib, but I do. You know what I'm worried about, and I haven't checked it right now, is weight. He's had a problem making weight, and I'm a little worried about him making weight again, but that's my biggest problem right now.
Right, what's the big deal about a weight cut?
That's
not a problem. That's not a problem ever.
Yeah.
All right, Head, nice job. Well, mostly nice job. 85% of that was really, really good. Have a great weekend. Let's get paid.
Thank you, Jim, and good luck, Alan, on the week that was. It's probably not going to be better than mine was.
Yeah.
That was yours. Dude, that was yours. I bet he can top that.
A lot of examples of football history of good quarterbacks.
Now, the big...
I apologize.
Yeah.
The bar is pretty low, Head. Beat it.
Thank you, Alan.
All right, there it is. See, if you can somehow cut through all his bullcrap, he has some really good insight and some really good information and a way to get down and a way to get some action and a way to get paid. If you can cut through all that bullcrap, and I know that's not easy either. Quickly, some more reaction. Hey, Rome, it needs to be changed to Juice Fest because, let's face it, it's going to keep going until the guy's put in the ground. Signed, Jesse, with no friends in Ohio. Hey, Rome, I feel the same way I did as a kid on the day after Christmas. Today, on the day after Juicemas, I have this empty feeling in the pit of my stomach. Also, my throat is a little sore. Signed, Will in Richmond. Unwore Santa Oge, not bringing me a call from Slash in Brentwood for Juicemas.
Brentwood, you're on the air.
Once again.
Hi, who is this?
Go ahead.
Slash. Why Slash?
Oh, Slash, because, well, before Cornell Stewart in 94, I sliced my wife and her boyfriend's neck.
That's Slash. Slash from Brentwood. Not a very good call. Before Cordell Stewart. Chris in Milwaukee, quote, on the second day of Juicemas, Jim Rome gave to me two Slash throats and an OJ in a pine box. All right, Christmas is one day, Juicemas is one day. It did not jump the day. We're not doing this all day. We're not doing this at all. Trust me. One more. Ed Zimzy, the Big Blue Nation reaction today indicates that they think that the new coach is the Pope in their ice cream. Hashtag Calipari laughing. I see what you did there. The Pope in their ice cream.
Ice cream in that poop that you want, it doesn't change it. But one little pinch of that poop in that ice cream ruins that ice cream. And I'll tell a guy, you, my man, are the poop in our ice cream.
Hey, Zimzy, I would say it's a pretty clever play on words by you, but from the reaction I'm seeing, they don't think it's the Pope in the ice cream or the pinch of poop in the ice cream. They think it's full-on explosive diarrhea in the ice cream. And I think they're off base. Mark Pope is a really good coach. Mark Pope is really smart. Mark Pope is one of you, BBN. Now, he's never won a tournament game. He's never had better than a top 50 recruiting class. These things, Alvin, stop, please. He's going to have to do much better than that in both those categories quickly. BBN. Can we have a conversation about this? A legitimate conversation about this? Are you legitimately pissed? Are you glad to have one of your own coming in? Is this what you expected when you ran John Calipari off? When Cal and Mitch Barnhart mutually agreed it was time for a new voice. Here's somebody from Las Vegas. I was pissed last night, but I'm excited now. Great scheme, coach. Was team captain for that one title here, and he learned under Pitino. Go Big Blue. See, I think that's reasonable, and I think that's true. He is a great scheme coach. He was a team captain. He did win a natty there. He knows what it's like there. And I'm saying it is fair to be initially disappointed. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have been pissed last night, because I don't think that's what you expected. But if you step back from that and you look at what it actually is, there is potential. It's just not the sexiest hire ever. He's not that guy. But you know how it is. You know how when coaches get fired or managers get fired or people get fired, oftentimes programs and teams go in the exact opposite direction because the person they fired, it no longer worked for. Pope is like the anti-Calipari, and that might not be a bad thing. Hey, Jim. This is a big-time X and O guy. Yes, he is unproven as a recruiter. No, he has never won a single game in the tournament. Getting upset this year did not help. But I want to tell you this. They went. BYU went into the Big 12 this year, and played really well. Really well. And he had some big-time wins this year. They beat Baylor. They beat Iowa State. They beat Texas. They beat Kansas. BYU had some really nice wins. They were a six for a reason. They more than held their own. Unfortunately, they were upset in the first round. And he runs a very innovative offense. Dear Jim, the reason BBN is bent has nothing to do with basketball. It's because they know the Pope frowns upon shagging your cousin.
Cousins, what's good?
Brett and Bugahaw. Hey, Brett, do you sit around and think to yourself, man, what is the corniest, least original thing that I could possibly put in front of Rome? You must. All right, when we come back, I still have Deion Dawkins coming up this hour. And believe me, based on what I'm hearing right here, I can't wait. Third hour is going to be wide open. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and then watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action, win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players in the game try to get after it, especially for the NBA postseason. The playoffs get underway April 20th. The play-in round is April 16th, 17th, and 19th. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. I love it. I love Prize Picks. You will too. Download the app right now. Use my code ROME for a first deposit match of up to $100. Code ROME, R-O-M-E, on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Who does that? Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Once again, Friday is always an ATP day. Ask the pros. You clones get to ask me a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your questions. You are running late. You are behind. Get in right now. Hit me up with a question. Then listen later on in hour number 3. I might answer one of yours. Once again, CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We heard from Rex Hoggard. He was at Augusta National. We heard from the big head, James Kelly. Deion Dawkins is coming up in about 15 minutes. In the meantime, I've got time for a phone call, especially from this guy. This is, I think, the one and the only. He has a tattoo of me on his body. He's Mike in the ABQ. And for that reason, he will always jump the line. Mike, my brother, what's going on?
Devil Wears Prada in the box. What is up, my brother?
What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. God, long time no speak, man. I mean, yeah, I've just been keeping busy and doing all kinds of stuff and kind of change my hours so I don't get a chance to call in as much and stuff. But, man, I've been thinking about all kinds of cool reminiscing and stuff. So, by the way, Merry Juiceness to you. And let me tell you why. So the day after Christmas is my parents' wedding anniversary. So we party and party and party. So it's just like that. Merry Juiceness. I'm sorry, brother. Got to say. But so the reason Devil Wears Prada in the box, man, do you remember your line of T-shirts that you had, like, I don't know, man, 30 years ago? I don't know. It's been a long time. But I happen to have one of the Orenthal shirts. And it's weird. It must have been the Eclipse. But I found this shirt about a week ago. And then, lo and behold, dude goes off and kicks it yesterday or day before, whatever it was. And here we are talking nonstop Juiceness. But this shirt is badass. It says Orenthal, and it's in the MasterCard logo. And in the back it says leather glove, $10. Household steak knife, $29. Italian leather shoes, $300. Committing a heinous act and getting over, priceless. And then it says there are some things that money OJ can't buy. For everything else, there's Orenthal.
My man, first of all, Mike, always good to hear from you. Let me respond to this. That was not me. There's no way that I ever made Orenthal gear or Orenthal merch. Now, somebody may have tried to do that. Let's never forget Rich in Copyright Hills, who was making Rome merch without my permission back in the day before we had to put a stop to that. But I'm pretty certain I never put out an OJ shirt or mug or hat or anything else. There was never, ever any official OJ Jungle merch. I don't know where that shirt came from. I don't know if you just made that up, but that was not me. I didn't do that. We messed with merch a little bit back in the day, but we didn't mess with that. I do not recall. How about that? That's like, I've never knowingly injected or had anything enter my body that I did not know about. I never knowingly, or maybe I, quote, misremembered, but I think I would remember if we ever created OJ merch like that.
I think he misremembers the conversation that we had.
Maybe. Maybe I misremember that factory that was cranking out OJ merch. Jungle Juice merch. Maybe they must have been alongside the rack with the Rat Family hoodies or the Mama Cass hats. The Baby Jessica pullovers. The Baby Jessica baby tees. That was a hot seller. The Piece of Crap Club jackets. Yeah, I don't remember that, my man. I remember you getting ink of me, but I don't remember anything after what you just talked about. And it, or the Jungle Death Pool, the board game. If so, would I not be receiving residuals on all these things right now? I don't ever remember setting up an e-commerce store for any of this. All amazing ideas, mind you. And I probably could have got paid off it. But I'm not one to capitalize on the misfortune of others. Like, I don't want to get paid because there's a bunch of people walking around on this planet looking like rats. That doesn't seem right. I'm certainly not going to merchandise death.
Time to wear the OJ shirt.
No, I'm not doing that. So I don't know what you pulled out of your closet. I don't know what you found. But I don't recall any of that. Any of that. All right, so when we come back, Deion Dawkins, Buffalo Bills lineman, joins us. We'll talk some Bills football. He's got a new contract. He's not going anywhere. While a number of them are leaving or have already left, not Deion Dawkins. Snowman's not going anywhere. That's coming up next. Third hour, I'm still looking for ATPs. Ask the pros. Hit me up. Right now, it is time for a sports...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
So, clones, as I would imagine, right about now, you all know that all beef jerky is not the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned, teriyaki, hot and spicy, and peppered all come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample the different flavors to find out which one works best for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? All right, right now I am efforting Deion Dawkins. As soon as I find him, I will let you know. There's more reaction. I actually want to introduce a new topic, though. I'm not sure what's crazier in this whole Shohei Ipe saga. The evidence against Ipe, released yesterday as part of the government's criminal complaint, or the fact that the internet still is not buying it. Guys, Shohei pretty much, totally, and completely exonerated yesterday. at least by the feds, at least by law enforcement, at least by, I don't know, evidence? You know, by the actual facts in the case. Now we have some actual facts in this case. However, let's not let the facts get in the way of what Tinfoil Nation really wants. And I know that Tinfoil Nation is still not convinced. I know that on social media, Shohei is still guilty as hell. I mean, to social media, that mountain of insane evidence against Ipe did not, in fact, exonerate Shohei. Didn't exonerate him of anything. Shohei's story and corroborating evidence was good enough to convince the authorities, but not nearly good enough to convince the ex. You tinfoilers are going to have to take that L. As much as you don't want to, you need to take the L. I'll finish that thought momentarily. I wanted to introduce that concept to you. As promised, right now we're joined by an offensive tackle for the Buffalo Bills. He has played 7 years in the NFL. He was named to the Pro Bowl each of the last three seasons. He agreed to a three-year contract extension on March 11th. Of course, I'm talking about Deion Dawkins. Deion, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, man. Pleasure to be back on here. Thank you for having me back out.
It's always good to have you back out. All right, so the deal is done. That had to feel great. What else have you been getting into of late? How is your offseason going?
Offseason is great, man. It's been a lot of work, man. I've been traveling and I've been, you know, working out wherever I've been at. Like, I've been doing a lot of walking, a lot of conditioning, and I've been playing a lot of cornhole. But, you know, just living the American dream.
I'll tell you what, dude, that does sound like the American dream. Cornhole, walking around, new contract. I see working. It's tough to get it all in when you're on the road and you're on vacation, but I know you will. Let me ask you this. The organization has had some tough decisions to make. Some of the guys that you were close to and have gone to battle with are no longer there. So what's it mean to you that the organization has made a commitment to you and you know you'll be there at least through the 2027 season?
Yeah, it's an honor. It just feels good to be wanted. It feels good to know that in this chess game that and we're playing, that my chess piece is just a little bit more heavier than another piece that would be thought of with being moved. I'm thankful. Like, I'm thankful that Pegula, starting with them, and then Bean and McDermott and my O-line coach even respects me enough to keep me there. Because, like, I get it. Like, this league, like, everybody wants younger players, like, that are better and cheaper. But they see value in myself, and I'd have been doing a good job of holding down my position. So I'm extremely, like, thankful that I could be in Buffalo for hopefully the remainder of my career.
You beat me to it. I was going to say, Deion, if it were up to you, and the extension's really nice, but if it were up to you, would you be a Buffalo Bill for life?
I ain't never leaving, man. I do not ever want to play for another team. I can never even see myself put on a different uniform. The Buffalo Bills has birthed me. They've nurtured me. They've grown me. They've taught me how to write. They taught me how to pit, like how to pee, and they taught me like how to just be a man. And I'll never turn at my back. And that's an organization I can live and die for.
Deion Dawkins joining us on the program. That's a lot of learning right there, my man. Let me ask you this. I mentioned a number of your teammates have left in recent weeks. What was your reaction when you heard that Stephon Diggs had been traded to the Texans?
Yeah, the Stephon Diggs one was it was definitely a haymaker of a blind haymaker. But, you know, I have learned that in this world, in this career that I'm in, that pieces shuffle and things move around all of the time. The last time that something like this happened was when I was in my earlier years, and it happened with LeSean and McCoy. And for a player that has that type of impact and popularity and stat base weight for their career, you know, it just hits you in a different way. But like I said, I love my teammates, and I am loyal to my organization. So I trust them. I think that they know what they're doing. I know and that they know what they're doing. But we got 17. And when you got Josh, you know, like anything is possible, truly.
Deion Dawkins joining us. Deion, one more thought about that. Help me understand this because I'm trying to understand this. Speaking of Diggs, what did you think of him hitting like to a post that said the Bills got the, quote, worst fan base, y'all bitter as F in the comments, end of quote. My question for you is, did the Mafia overreact to him hitting like on some rando with 33 followers, or do the fans have a right to be pissed?
I mean, I think the fans have an entitlement to whatever they choose. That's why they're fans. They have a choice. They have a side and that they pick. And, you know, every decision that we do in our lives as athletes, you know, people is always watching. There's going to be somebody that is going to frown about it. There's going to be people that's going to smile about it. There's going to be people that's going to question you. And all you can do is just do what you do in the direction that you want to do it. And be positive and confident in the direction and that you're doing it. So I'm for it. Like, the fans can be mad. They can be bitter. They can be sad. They can be happy. Like, everybody has their own choice of emotions to show. And if Diggs accidentally hit that like button, so be it. The fans, they're going to hate him. Then they're going to love him. Then they're going to hate him. And then they're going to love him. But at the end of every day, we need each other. The fans need us, and we need the fans. And I'm loyal to my and Mafia, so, you know, I like where I'm at.
I got you. Deion Dawkins joining us. Now, Deion, some keep it 100, and then some do what you did when you appeared on a podcast in February. And when you were asked about the Jet, dude, I just want to say for the record, it was one of the greatest takedowns ever, full stop. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious, though. Were you just answering a question, or do you hate those guys that much, and did you have to get that off your chest?
Nah, it's – honestly, I don't hate them that much, but I do hate them that much. I think when it comes down to it, right, I like – sports when it's a rivalry, the emotions are high, the intensity is high, when you're not friends on the football field, everybody's not rushing out to the game to shake somebody's hand or for everybody, like, man, it is a better environment for the league. It's a better selling point for business wise when the tensions are high. And They're in our conference, the Jets, the Patriots, the Dolphins. They're in our conference. So, yes, I do not like the Jets, the most. We play them twice a year. Yes, I do not like the Jets more than I don't like some other teams. Like, I play these guys, and these guys, they talk their talk. They run their mouth, and they do what they think. But it isn't everybody. It's not everybody on that team. But, you know, they're all guilty by association, man. Like, one bad apple can definitely rotten that bundle. So with that being that, like, I know if you're in the store and you're buying a bag of apples that are already in a bundle and one of them has a rotten hole in it, you're going to push that whole bundle into the side. You're going to get the fresh batch. And that's how I look at it, and that's how I live. But I want that intensity to be up for every game, because that's why I play to be the best and to let my will be enforced on the Jets, the Dolphins, the Patriots immediately, because those are our immediate conference.
Deion Dawkins joining us. I can't argue with any of that. Now, you mentioned that you got to play them twice a year. Obviously, there's going to be some built-in dislike, if not hatred. Any concern that they'll be looking to retaliate or there'll be some form of payback once you see them again between the lines? Go ahead. Finish that thought. Who cares?
Who cares, man? I would hope so. But the good thing is that their intensity should be up, which ours will be too. And when it comes down to it, it's us against them. It's 11 on 11. So, you know, like, they got to see us just as well as we have to see them. And they're a good team. Like, I don't want to call them corny or in another word, poopy. Like, they're a good team. They are a good football team, and so are we. So I think two good teams should not like each other. Simple as that.
Deion Dawkins, man, I would say that you're on one, but you're not on one, man. You're just being you, which is why I wanted to talk to you again. This is great. Hey, when you and I spoke in October, you said you were confident that the team would put its early season issues behind them, and you were right, dude. You won the AFC East once again. You didn't make it to the Super Bowl, though. How do you feel overall about that so-called championship window? Do you feel like it's starting to close?
You know, I think every year you can say that that window is closing, but with the outcome of the seasons every year, like you would think, like, oh, the Chiefs can't possibly win it again, or they can't, like they've shown it. So people have probably told them that, oh, their winning window is over with. But that window is always open when you got guys like me and you got guys like Josh and you got guys like Shaquille and Ed, and when you got a team of guys that, you know, lead with good hearts, good athleticism, good football. And when we put that helmet and them pads on and that jersey that NSS Bills, that window is always open. It's always open. Like, it could be a little bit more, but nah, it's open. And it'll always be open. And as long as Josh is that quarterback, that's what I can talk for. McDermott is our coach, and the Pegulas is our owner, and Bean is our GM, that window is open forever.
My man, here's what I would say about you. As far as you're into this, and you're 7 years in, and you just got an extension, I think your best ball is still in front of you. However, on top of that, dude, I would say your best interviews and conversations are still in front of you. In that regard, dude, you're already a Hall of Famer.
Appreciate you.
You're
brother.
Already a goat, my man. That was so fun. That was awesome, Deion.
I really appreciate you, dude.
I appreciate you very much.
I really do, man. And honestly, it just takes honesty. It just takes honesty, and it just takes the honest truth. Because we live in a world where people try to fake who they are, and this is just me. Like, I just speak with my heart, and I speak with love and passion. Like, I'm a football player. I was brought there to protect the 17th blind side. So what am I going to do? Point one is protect his blind side. That's my goal. So I appreciate those comments, and I appreciate you, brother.
Dude, preach, Deion Dawkins. I appreciate you. Deion Dawkins, if you need him. What an awesome conversation that was, but it always is. Stay tuned. Your reaction and thoughts when we come back.